2 weeks ago, an innocuous tropical depression began a quiet westward trek, churning over the Atlantic until it strengthened into a hurricane. That's when Dorian announced her presence. On September 1st, she became a Category 5 hurricane, peaking with sustained winds of 185 miles an hour, the equal to the strongest hurricane to ever make landfall. When it did hit land, it hit hard and then ground to a stop over the Bahamas. 2 full days of devastation destroyed more than an estimated 10,000 homes. The death toll is at least 30, and that number is expected to soar as hundreds, including children, remain missing. Then, as Dorian lined up to hit Florida, it took a steep turn north, scouring the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. This was a stubborn and unpredictable storm. And here, the Cape Fear region began to prepare. North Carolina declared a state of emergency. Beach communities declared mandatory evacuations. People packed up and headed inland or prepared to hunker down. But today, as the storm moves north, Wilmington and the Cape Fear region woke up to breezy blue skies. Counties continue assessing the damage. We know flooding along the rivers will still be something to watch, and for many, the power is still out. But with Florence lingering in our minds, we're grateful Dorian wasn't worse, and we're looking forward to recovery. For WHQR, I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.